with the status of the factor of super heavy elements, and we'll have two parts of this presentation. When Vasily Siomin will start. Vasily. Please.
Good afternoon. My name is Vasily Siomin. I'm a deputy head of scientific and technical accelerator department on FLORF laboratory. The aim of my presentation to inform you about the current status of DC-280 cyclotron. The main parameter of cyclotron we can see on the screen. The DC-280 will be the basic facility of the super heavy element factory which are creating in the FLORF laboratory. We haven't a lot of time, and I not will spend it to tell you about the parameters and constructive features which were present in the previous reports and in publication. On the screen you can see the list of the main system of a cyclotron. Let's go into details. In spring, the main magnet was assembled, and in beginning of the summer, the power supply of main magnet system was connected. A water cooling system was assembled and launched. After the testing and tuning, the magnetic field measurement was carried out. On the screen, you can see the average magnetic field along with the radius on these graphics. The description of average magnetic field along radius measurement on several levels was to closer to carry what closer to the calculated. The deposit from the trimming radial coils was measurement too. The results show us what we can produce the isochronic magnetic field in full range of designed A to Z ratio. Yes, after the end of magnetic measurement, the modification of shim forms was created and for compensation of first harmonic. After end of this work, the azimuthal trimming coils were mounted and guided, so the inner current probes were mounted. It was the last step on the assembling of magnet system. After that, the mounting of the main vacuum chamber was started. In the November, the assembly was finished, and the testing pumping of the main chamber was carried out. The pumping was made to pressure for 4 × 10⁻³ millibars, and we produced the helium leak testing. All revealed leaks was successfully eliminated. After the end of the testing, the mounting of main chamber vacuum equipment started. On the screen you can see the cryo pumps and turbo molecular pumps, roots pumps, and main gate valves which was mounted. All vacuum equipment on the axial injection platform were mounted too. In June, the resonation frequency of number one resonator of main RF system was measured. The measurements frequency range is from 770 to 108, which was closest the designed one. In Joule, all generators were mounted in the in generator hall. After the end of the vacuum testing of chamber, the mounting of the main resonator started. How you can see on the screen, both main resonators were installed. The flap top resonator are in the Flurof laboratory, and they are waiting for their tune to be installed. Axial injection system. The base platform of axial injection system was mounted on in the spring. After the end of the magnetic measurement, the mounting of axial injection equipment continued. On the screen, you can see the this equipment. All optical elements and all vacuum valves, except the accelerator tube, were mounted. The accelerator tube will be mounted, then the high voltage test of platform will be done. On the screen, you can see the result on bench test of decreased PM ETR source. The results show what we can produce the designed intensivity of the beam. Sorry. In March, the mounting and assembling of transport system started. In this moment, all optical elements were installed and adjusted. We are waiting for the delivery of last part of vacuum valve from the Vacuum Prague company. The DC-280 project included the dating of high-intensive ion beams. Therefore, we paid particular attention to adjusting of the optical elements. In this moment, how I say earlier, all optic elements were mounted, almost all vacuum walls were mounted, and so the transport channel was passed to the experimental hall. The safety elements were mounted too. Few words about the control and power supply system and about water cooling system. The main part of this system was assembling and tested in the beginning of the summer, before the start of magnetic measurement. In this moment, all main lines of water cooling system were mounted, and main part of the equipment, including the equipment in the high voltage platform, were connected to the water cooling system. The equipment on the high voltage platform will be connected from the special water choke. The power supply were the main part of the power supply were mounted to. In this moment, they are installing all the some control and power supply in the accelerator hall, and now they are connecting to the control system. But I won't say what we can't they finish the control system earlier than the will be finished the finishing work in the control rooms. In this slide, you can see the schedule of creation and launching of the DC-280. How I said earlier, some of the system will be finished, but we have some delay with assembly of some system. We plan to finish off assembling all system of the accelerator in the February. After that, the testing and tuning of the accelerator system will be started. The getting of the first beam possible only after the finishing and creating of all system of safety system of the building. The launching of the accelerator is possible only after the dating of permission documents. In this moment, this document is preparing, and we plan to get these documents in the middle of the summer, and after that, we plan to start the preparation of the first experiment. Thank you for your attention. If you have a question, I'm ready to answer.
Thank you very much. Maybe we'll take questions after the second part of the presentation. And I don't know if this will be only on the detectors or this will cover also beam lines and so on. Yes? So maybe we'll ask questions just after.
Good afternoon, colleagues. In the second part, I will report about the targets, separators, and detectors. Targets. Problem of targets is unfortunately not only their availability, but also one must take into account the radiation safety. Sometimes. Especially radiation safety of the building and experiment limits the amount of material which can be used in experiment. This list shows the targets which are previously used in experiments. You see these are isotopes from thorium up to californium-251. Special interest is concentrated on the heaviest targets like curium-248 and californium-251. The problem of targets was in general discussed during the third symposium on superheavy elements which took part and which happened in Poland in September this year. And here is a part of the report of Jim Roberta, who reported about the possibilities of producing the heaviest isotopes on the high flux isotope reactor in Oak Ridge. You can see that, for example, curium-248 can be produced approximately 1 gram per year. Californium-251 can be produced, unfortunately, only as a mixture of isotopes containing californium-249, 250, and 251, and a small admixture of californium-252. To separate, to prepare high-enriched californium-251, one needs a special separator, which by itself is maybe not so expensive, but it requires a very high shielded building, which is relatively expensive. So, target blocks. This picture has been shown in my previous report in summer. This is the old construction of the target block, which is in operation with slightly modified versions, approximately 25 years. And taking into account experience which was accumulated during their experiments, we proposed a new construction of the target block, which the main difference is that this target block has additional cooling and all possible diagnostic equipments. Separators, sorry. You know that the first separator which will be installed at the fabric is a gas field separator version 2. The status is the following. The separator was manufactured at the Sigma Phi firm. Then it was tested, magnet field configuration and excitation function of all magnets have been tested at the manufacturer's side. Then the separator was knocked down from transportation and now it's in Dubna and ready for installation. The contract with the firm who will perform this operation is under preparation. To remind you, this is a photo of the first separator where the main discoveries of superheavies have been done. This separator is in operation since 1989, and it was the first prize of the Joint Institute in the year 1990. So, the main elements of the separator, these photos, pictures we are taking, the sigma phi side. This is the main magnet during the magnet field measurements, focusing elements, additional magnet, and a part of a vacuum chamber. Installation of the separator. In previous report, this part was shown. This is the accelerator, the distributing magnet, and the cave number 2, beamline number 3. Here is the position of the separator, and this is the view of the cabin where the separator should be installed. We are waiting until the official permission to start this work. I hope this will happen in February, approximately in 2 weeks. More serious problem is the rearrangement of the beamline from the distributing magnet to the separator by itself. Here is the beginning of the separator. Here is a target block together with a rotating window. Then the system for differential pumping, additional quadrupoles, and many elements for the diagnostic of the beam position, profile, energy measurements, beam current measurement, and so on. So we hope that the installation will happen February, March, the installation of the magnets. Then all other systems should be assembled. It's cooling, high power cables, then control cables, pressed air, and so on and so on. And this will take approximately half a year. Then the same problem as for the accelerator. We can start our work only after we get the permits and the lights, and this we hope this will be done up to the November. And the onset of the first day experiment is, according to the plan, is set to September, November of this year. As a first day experiment at the separator, of course, it's tradition. The setups will be checked with an argon beam, which is typically used for testing of all accelerator systems, and argon plus dysprosium produce polonium isotopes, which are very suitable to determine ion optical characteristics and transmission of the separator. Another possibility is to use production of fermium isotopes in reactions of oxygen plus lead. And the first day experiments are now under discussions, but most probable we will start our work with calcium plus plutonium 242 reactions and calcium plus americium 243. The reasons are we have enough material to prepare big and thick targets for testing. Then these reactions are well studied and have relatively large cross sections, which will allow to measure the maximal parameters of the whole setup, including accelerator and beam transportation line, separators, and data taking systems. So the velocity selector shells is now, I would say, in routine operation at the beam of the cyclotron U400, and there is a very will be a unique situation when the experiments dedicated to the synthesis of superheavy elements will move to the new accelerator, and here relative unlimited, I would say, time will be available for nuclear spectroscopy with this separator. Separator, as I said, is now in the routine operation, but according to our plans, we plan to replace the first the quadrupoles in the first triplet. These are the quadrupoles with a bore diameter of 200 millimeter by the new, which is very similar to those which are developed for the gas field separator with a bore diameter of 300 millimeter, and this will increase the transmission of asymmetric reactions products by the factor 1.5. The lenses are now contracted, and maybe end of this year they will be delivered to Dubna, and in the year 1920 they will be installed at the separator. The development of the gas field pre-separator. There are many discussions what iron optical scheme is more suitable for to solve the tasks like chemical studies, fusion and multinucleon transfer reactions, nuclear spectroscopy, laser spectroscopy, and to use it together with a gas catcher or recoil stopping chamber. So several possibilities have been analyzed. For example, superconducting double focusing magnet, warm double focusing magnet, more traditional scheme of consisting of quadrupole, dipole, quadrupole, and warm double focusing magnet. At the end, we have found out that the most effective construction is to build same version as a gas field separator, but with some small differences, which will be used as a pre-separator. And detectors. Detectors, this picture was shown in the previous report. Now we are using typically, practically only double-sided strip detectors according to iron optical properties at the gas field separator. This is a detector 48 by 128 strips, and the shells separator is 128 by 128 strips. At the focal plane, the well-known detector Gabriella for nuclear spectroscopy. It's our joint project with our French colleagues from Orsay and Strasbourg. According to our plans, this is a working version consisting of one clover detector and four single crystal detectors, and we plan to replace these detectors also with a four crystal clover detectors. This will increase, sufficiently increase the efficiency of detecting of gamma quanta, X-rays and so on, and the main goal is to try to find X-rays from decay chains of the super heavies, like from 115, and of course the traditional, more or less traditional nuclear spectroscopy of the heaviest isotopes. The neutron multiplicity counter, which is also in routine operation, it has been tested with titanium beam in measurements of the spontaneous fission of reservoirium, and these experiments are continued now. Last year, there was a relatively long experiment dedicated to investigation of spontaneous fission of dubnium isotopes. And here, the example of the progress in the developing of data-taking system. This is old analog system, which was running at for many, many years at the ship separator, where six new elements have been discovered. And you can see there are 10 racks filled with electronics, and now more powerful electronic, it's a digital one, needs less than one rack. And now all our data-taking system will be digital, allowing to analyze the shape of signals. Thank you for your attention.
Thank you very much. So, questions to both speakers. Okay, maybe I will start as I have the microphone. A few questions on the accelerator side. You showed this measurement of the magnetic field, and we comparing to the calculation, it was a difference in the central part in the injection between the calculation and the measurement after shimming. Is it important, or no? It can be corrected in the future, or
it will be correct. We can't compass make some difference. Get some difference in this space because we can't the shims which we use for correction of the magnetic structure is not exist in the center of the magnetic system.
Yeah, and if you look at the scale, this difference or deviation are negligible.
Okay, sorry. Yes, this was. Should I repeat now, or you?
No, that's fine. We find several leaks in illuminated, and they repeat the test. They get the vacuum pressure in the level of 4 or 3 times of the 10-3. We not get the minus three. We not get more higher level of the vacuum because we use the temporary vacuum system. The more information we get, then the main vacuum system will be assembled.
Can you remind the design vacuum which is necessary in the chamber, 10 to minus 7 or something like that?
10 minus 7.
Yeah. Okay, so it's, yeah. So when this test will be done with the vacuum, the final vacuum system, in the second half of the year, or?
We plan the assembling with vacuum system in the middle of February, and I think they test it in this period.
So in the previous pack, and also it was in the recommendation coming from the Scientific Council, it was a sentence on the quality control of different subsystems. So maybe it's a longer answer, but it would be nice to show how it was done or how it is done during the different tests, the quality control on the manufacturing of different elements, on the commissioning of different elements. This was really the quite important, I think, recommendation of both PAC and Scientific Council to follow this quality control.
If we say about the building commissioning, the more information you can get from our director. I know have so high level position in our lab, but I know our direction made all possible to decrease of time of commissioning, on start working or finish of commissioning.
This might be also question answered at the next. Next session, yeah, maybe if you can make the specific point how the quality control is ensured and for different elements, that can be done next time. You want to answer? Yes, please.
Just a few words. First of all parts of this cyclotron was tested on the test bench, including of vacuum system. Now the vacuum chamber was tested only on the pressure 10-3, but it doesn't matter that there is no the link which how to say the vacuum chamber is ready now. Now we are waiting only time in order to test on the high vacuum on the level 10 minus 7. All equipment is ready, and in the maybe 1 month, we will do it. Yes. We weight control system in order to put in operation the full vacuum system.
A small comment. I mean, this cyclotron, I mean, has two most important part: injection and extraction. Others is more or less clear, and then it will be work. Injection because it's high voltage, 100 kilovolt. Extraction because it's electrostatic extraction. So actually, the contraction of the machine is very much unusual because it was designed to have an orbit separation to make extraction of that. And I'm not worried about extraction today. Important is really injection because we are fighting against space charge. We would like to have a high intensity. But they have experience with that, not at high voltage, but still at few 10 kilowatt. Yeah. So actually, expected intensity could be 10, 20 particle microamps. Until this value, it should work. I mean, big intensity could make a problem.
Can we go back to the slides showing the timeline for the preparation? It was, I think, in this presentation, in the second presentation, with the preparation for the first experiments, also including a gas field separator. It was this slide, yeah, in this, the last presentation. Huh? That's what you have shown, yeah. Yeah, you can probably press the button, it's still back. So you have the timeline. So you said, both of you, by the way, that the licensing process is going on for this, yes. And in fact, I want to understand this lines, obtaining licenses and permits, so this from January to November, and this is long process always. This should finish in November, or there are some, this is quite a long period, so what's the expected date for the permit? November? And then experiments cannot start earlier, yeah?
First of all, you must prepare all the documents.
I know this, yes.
And it should be sent to the expertise. The expertise take approximately half a year this procedure. After that, it comes to survival agency for radiation safety. It's not exact translation. They will need, again, approximately 1 up to 2 months. So this is only evaluation. I hope we will succeed to get all necessary documents in November or October. I think it's more or less realistic.
And this is, I guess, the permit is necessary to perform the first test with the beam, yeah?
It's a test operation, it's some other thing. If you don't use radioactive materials, then you don't need a license. But it's very limited intensity and so on. You know the situation with Ganil.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking.
Sterile too.
But that means the test with the beams can start before November 2018. This was my question.
In principle, today. But there is no beam.
Okay.
It's
thank you.
Test operation. It's another thing.
Claude, yes, please.
Okay, but I haven't understood, how are you going to find the leaks? Did you explain us that? I mean, without with a vacuum of 10 to the minus 3, you cannot start with the tests, do you?
It's not for me. It's only to find leakage in the chamber. It's in principle enough. But after that, of course, the operation vacuum must be better than 10 to minus 5, at least, to start something. But the operating vacuum is, of course, 10 to minus 7.
So you're confident to find it, to get to 10 to the minus 5?
One can start.
Yeah, but you are not there yet.
One cannot work with this vacuum.
You are not there yet.
For example, to test high frequency, to test high voltage, and so on and so on. Because a vacuum depends also on the high voltage.
Yeah, high voltage is bad to have 10 to the minus 3, as you know.
It's a problem.
Okay, other questions? Sigurd is not here. I don't know if other members are. No? If not, thank you very much for the presentation. And the next topic is the commissioning of Akulina 2 fragment separator, and Andrei Fomichev will talk about.
Good afternoon, everybody. It's a real pleasure for me to inform you about current status of Akulina 2 and day one experiments at this separator. This program is started in the last year, and of course it will be continued. I remind you what a flagship experiment for this separator is hydrogen 7. And moving ahead to this experiment, we should resolve several important questions. There are several questions shown here. First of all, we should complete the primary beam line to see a beam spot at the production target. This task was partly resolved and will be continued. Of course, to have intensive beam, we should resolve radiation shell around the production target and beam liner. Last year, the radiation shell around movable gate was resolved. I will show how it looks like now. And of course, all communication was completely done in the linear path of the separator, outside of the cyclotron hole. Primary beam diagnostics along the line was resolved by several Faraday cups and luminophore. It's known that it is a simple way, but of course the accuracy is not so good, maybe 1-2 millimeters. It's a beam spot on the production target. This method could operate in limited intensity range, and of course we should see the profile only time to time. Powerful device based on secondary electron emission grids with front-end electronics will be tested soon. We have everything of this. And this device and electronics were delivered from GSI. And in this case, we could operate in wide range of primary beam intensity with permanent data absorbed and, of course, with a good position accuracy. Here is a radiation shell near a free focal plane. We built a column 2 by 2 meters and a top of a gate. And now we have overlap with a main wall big enough, which provide us to operate with intensity at least 20 times high than in the beginning last year. Finally, the area in line path of Akulina was fully completed by communication equipment and electronics. You could see here the reaction chamber, neutron wall, and electronics. As a result, the first experiment at Aquilina 2 was performed in December last year. We had a primary beam with intensity around 0.1 particle microamp. It was sufficient to start this measurement. And I would like to remind you that this slide was shown in last PAC meeting in middle last year. We had a plan to start deuterium free reaction to absorb hydrogen 5 as a tool for the main run at the same experimental condition. This measurement was a little bit delayed, and we started with the first experiment was started to see elastic and inelastic scattering in wide angular in center of mass system instead of this run. The motivation is very simple. It more simple measurement. It needs a short experiment beam time. Nevertheless, for this system, experimentalists have poor information about optical potential. This system is very interesting and will also help to see details about hydrogen 5 and hydrogen 7. Here is a layout of this setup and a photo inside the reaction chamber. Here is a CD target, several detectors, and a plot, a secondary beam plot on the production on the physical target. We had 25 millimeters beam spot in accordance with estimation. The intensity and our parameter are shown here. And we now have information which is under analysis. We measured elastic and inelastic scattering in this two-angular range, and we have a plan to have full information in full-angular range for both elastic and inelastic processes. Well, here is a plan for this year. First of all, we should finish this measurement. We'll continue it in beginning of February. In the middle of February is scheduled for beta delay alpha decay study of beryllium 11. I will say a little bit more about this measurement. And after that, we'll start the main measurement aimed on hydrogen 5 and hydrogen 7 in March, April, and in the end of this year. Proposal given by Warsaw University team, Marek Filsner and company. This proposal was done several years ago, and now we are ready to realize this idea. The idea is to remeasure beta delay alpha branch of this nuclear, and after that to see beta decay proton emission. This nuclear is interesting because it's only one candidate of neutron-rich nuclear which could has a beta decay proton emission. It's unique system, and of course it's interesting. The technology optical time projection chamber is known as a low background technology to absorb proton alpha and alpha particles in low energy range. Well, what about heavy equipment? Here is a photo of a final focal plane. This is a reaction chamber, array of neutron detectors, and a zero angle magnet. This system needs some detectors known as a gyroscope system to start experiments with dipole magnets. We expect a radio frequency kicker in the middle this year. It's practically the same as in Japan, but with a little bit changes in frequency range, gap inside the plate, and length, a top high. Well, what is a main experiment which will be started at March and April this year? We would like, the scheme is the same. We have a beam, helium-6 or helium-8, which could bombard a deuterium target. It should be a liquid target, thick enough. Around where we should install silicon telescope for helium-3 as a residual. And all products of decay of hydrogen-5 and hydrogen-7 will be detected by a holoscope and by a neutron array. The expectation is that in the case of helium-8, with intensity 10 to the 5 particle per second, one could expect 10 events of hydrogen-7 per day. It's known that this system should be no resonance system, and of course, around 1 MeV or low. And in this case, we expect to have missing mass, one neutron coincidence. It's sufficient to clarify this situation. In the case of helium-6, at least 10 times more statistics is expected. It will be a good calibration for the main run. Well, here is a full separator, and in the focal plane F3, radio frequency kicker will be installed this year, and after that, the separator will be ready to make experiment, very unique experiment. One example is Sulfur-26. Which was started many years ago, and we observed that its lift low than 79 nanosecond. Here is a kinematics for this measurement. We should detect tritons and decays of sulfur, two protons, and silicon 24 as a result of this reaction. Sulfur 28 on proton, with intensity of sulfur 1000 approximately, with purification 25% and at this energy, we could expect 10 events per week. It will be a day 2 experiment, let's say, and will be possible in beginning 2019. Now I am ready to make a summary. Aquilina 2 fragment separator commissioned in last year is now ready for day 1 experiments. The first priority experimental program with radioactive beams is focused on helium-6 plus deuteron scattering, better delay exotic decays of beryllium-11, and extremely neutron-rich systems hydrogen-5 and hydrogen-7. Day 2 experiment, which will be done with radio frequency kicker and zero angle spectrometer, will be aimed on absorb sulfur-26 system in the reaction PT with sulfur-28 secondary beam. Many thanks for your attention.
Thank you for the presentation. Very clear. Questions? Yes, please, Christian.
I have a question about the first experiment in December when you have studied elastic scattering, inelastic scattering on for helium 6 plus D and also helium 8 on D.
Only helium 6.
Helium 6. And to get very precise information on optical model parameters, you need to have very nice angular correlation, angular distributions. You are doing kinematical coincidences.
Yes, yes.
So it's not so easy to get angular resolution. And the main reason is that you have a big beam spot in the target, which is 2.5 centimeters. How do you correct the beam size on the target for your kinematical coincidences calculation?
In this picture, I don't show you a multi-wire, a set of multi-wires before the physical target. The standard technology is you should have a tracking detector which make all trajectory particle by particle on the physical target. And in this case, one expect 1 millimeter accuracy interaction point inside this beam. It's a standard technology. Yes, good remarks, thanks.
Any other questions? Yes.
Real size of your chamber, reaction chamber. Real size for, in compare with diameter of beam. It's interesting.
The external diameter is 1 meter.
Ah, okay. Okay. See. Good. Thank you.
To which extent you are confident today to get 10 to the fifth of helium 8? 10 to the 8th, 10 to the 5th per second. You got the same intensity for helium 6, but then, what kind of intensity you need of primary beam, and you think that everything is set, the target and everything what's necessary, or this is at the limit, to which extent you are confident in this number?
First of all, we should complete radiation shell inside the production target and beam liner. In this case, one could expect that the primary beam intensity on the production target could be at least 10 times higher. Today we have 0.1 particle microamps. When this procedure will finished, we could increase the intensity at least factor 20. The second question, which is also important to increase intensity of secondary beam, is a beam spot on the production target. Today we have roughly 7 millimeters. It could be 3, 4 millimeters for it's significantly will improve the intensity. The calculation shows in the case of one particle microamp on the production target, we could have 10 to the 5 helium 8 per second in the final focus plane in this reaction. I mean nitrogen 15 on beryllium 2 millimeters thick. It's realistic, I would say.
Yes, it's realistic, yes. Only after modernization of 100M accelerator, which plan in this, in 2019, as I remember, or 2020, in order to increase intensity of primary beam?
Today, our experiment is what, one particle microamp. It's close to the record. It's a limit. But who knows? We should check. One particle microamp of nitrogen 15 was delivered from the cyclotron. It's a medical fact.
Christian?
No, it's just a comment on intensities. 10 to the 5 of helium 8 plus neutrons, it's okay for elastic scattering, inelastic scattering, but it's very difficult to have exotic transfer to get out hydrogen 7. That's it's impossible with this kind of intensity.
Yes, that's my
it's
opinion.
True, but of course we will start from the intensity which we will have. Maybe it will be five times 10^4. It's also a good to start this measurement to see the method. It's not the day. It's this experiment expect several runs. But we should go step by step for this problem. It's not so trivial. It's true.
Okay, thank you very much for the presentation and the answers. So now we'll have the report on the theme of theory of nuclear structure and nuclear reactions and proposal for the new theme. And this will be done by Nikolai Antonienko.
Thank you. And this year is the last year of our theme devoted to the theory of nuclear structure, nuclear reaction at low and higher energies. And so since this team will be completed at the end of the year, we started already the procedure to extend and to open the new team. And the new title of the team is here, Theory of Nuclear System. And but first of all, I would like to show you our recent results, mainly recent results obtained last year, but also some previous ones, which are quite important. And the completed theme, Theory of Nuclear Structure and Nuclear Reaction, was divided by four sub-projects and nuclear properties at the border of stability, low energy dynamics and nuclear properties, quantum few body system, and process with nuclear at relativistic energy and extreme states of matter. And some statistics that annually we have about 70 to 80 papers published in Journal of these high impact factors and about 30 conference proceedings. During this time, six people got a PhD within subject of our research and one habilitation. And this is our traditional conferences, so nuclear structure and related topics. And this year we announced already and will be first time in Bulgaria. And also our team actively participates in the organization of Baldwin Seminar and Helmholtz International School on Nuclear Theory and Astrophysics Application. So we had the last one last year. And about eight small workshops. And we got the participant of our theory group got first prize in theoretical physics, two first prize, one second prize, and first prize was given in collaboration with experimentalists in 2016. And also, in spite we are theoreticians, but nevertheless, two people got patent, so they suggested something for application. And one person got Alexander von Humboldt Fellowship, and two people got American Physical Society Outstanding Referee titles. And let me come to short review of the results. And I will start with the application of a thermoquasi-particle RPA with Kirby forces to consider neutrino process in supernovas. And this is just example that this thermal quasi-particle RPA was developed some years ago as a purely theoretical method, but now it can be applied to nuclear astrophysics. And multi-neutron emission of cadmium isotopes with a self-consistent approach based on the Skirm forces. These people took different isotopes of cadmium and particular very neutron rich, and they calculated properties of these isotopes, neutron thresholds, two neutron thresholds, and properties of also excitations. Influence of complex configuration on the properties of pygmy resonance. So it was studied how this coupling with the phonon state influence on the pygmy dipole resonance and neutron-rich calcium isotopes. So calcium isotopes from 40 to 80 were studied, and you see there was calculations of B1 strengths, and so the people found very interesting results for future experiments. And we continue to study also structure and production of super heavy nuclei. In particular, we looked for the alpha decay spectrum of still unknown isotopes and still unknown nuclei, 120 particular, and looked how the properties of nuclei of the superheavy influence the production cross-section. Particularly, we studied the isotopic dependence of production, for example, 116 elements and 120 elements, depending on the isotopes number of of the target. And so one can find always some interesting results, of course. And continuation of this, we looked for the production of different isotopes of hassium, and some of them are still unknown, still unknown. And so we looked for their properties and calculate alpha decay energies and found the properties of the ground states, particular spin and quasi-particle spectrum near the ground state. And interesting point was study the production of some isotopes of superheavy nuclei in charged particle evaporation channel. So you can see that with this channel, one can expect the production of some still unknown isotopes, and we hope that it would be interesting for humans. And return to some nuclear structure, but this is based on the cluster approach. Then we one can simply assume that octupole vibration is related to the production of some cluster, for example, alpha particle on the nuclear surface. And based on this example, assumptions one can explain many experimental data, and this is just preliminary data, and the calculation, as far as I know, the calculations were obtained before experiments were done. Also, the continuation of cluster approach to nuclear fission, one can remember that there is a nice Skishin point model, which was much improved in our lab, and now we can calculate mass and charge distribution of different nuclei. And particular interest is the study of energy dependence of mass and charge distribution, and this work is going on. Also, with the cluster things, it's interesting if we go to higher energies, and for example, such type of reactions, and we want to know which some new isotopes we can produce, and we realized that some production of some isotopes cannot be explained without introduction of cluster emission. So, particularly some exotic isotopes can be produced only if you take into account the emission of cluster from the excited compound nucleus. again the cluster approach, but for lighter nuclei. And this is an example of carbon 22. This is the heaviest observed Barrowian nucleus. And so we, how it was considered. So one can take carbon 20 core plus two neutron, and so we have three body cluster system, and we can apply three body cluster model, and then calculate two neutron thresholds, and so. So this is, and particular explain the radius of this of the size of this nucleus. And again, to the already traditional for our lab, this is a study of multi-nucleon transfer reaction, and particular one can apply this reaction, for example, this type of reaction, to produce some still unknown isotopes, for example, for the isotopes of Mendeleev, and of course the cross-section here would be quite higher, but one should of course pay attention that this transfer reaction has a larger angular distribution and so on. This quantum diffusion approach was developed just to explain experimental data near the barrier, and in particular under the barrier, and I want to mention that firstly this work will just develop as a purely theoretical work on the theory of open quantum system, and we published many papers, not in nuclear physics journals, but in journals for statistical physics. But now we could we have a powerful tool to calculate the cross-section at energies under the barrier, and also to use these methods to extract, to propose how to extract capture and reaction cross-section from the observable elastic and quasi-elastic backscattering. So this is just an example that first the theoretical methods appear, and in a few years it could be applied to some experiments. And now I come to a few body subgroup group of our team. And I am, like to mention recent work of these people published in Physical Review A. And they studied tunneling rare atom just restricted in some one-dimensional trap. And tunneled atoms is considered as a two bosonics system. And so we have atom trapped in some potential well. And then people solved Schrödinger type of equation and to look for the properties of this and of the system. And the main purpose that quantum simulation with fully controlled system. So the work in this direction is just to develop methods and to explain experimental data how we can control quantum system, finally. Again, for few body, another example is this asymmetric three-body atomic clusters. So if you look for dimer systems, symmetric and asymmetric, and we see the wave function is very expanded. This is in angstrom. And if you look for trimer, so three body systems, so now we have already bound states, but it's weakly bound states. And the scattering length is very large, and it means that the system is has a larger size, and the author of these papers found that these states are of Yefimov type states. And this work is just to show that we have also activity in the study of atoms and atomic physics, so atom in the two-dimensional hydrogen atom in magnetic field. So this is maybe somehow the toil model, but it can be developed further on to have a further application. And now I come to the subject of the last group of our team. This is relativistic heavy ion collisions. And I want to mention only one work of Professor Taneyev in Colossus, but I don't need to speak more because after coffee break you will have a talk of Professor Taneyev. So this is just to study electric field in asymmetric collisions. So they looked for the difference between asymmetric and symmetric collision, and then they found that in the overlap region, in the symmetric case, the electric field directed from heavy to light nucleus emits in the overlapping region. So it's some effects which could be used in further work, and particularly the main problem of this reaction is just to show measured values which can be found in the experiments. And this group solved Dyson-Schwinger-Bessel Salpeter equation at finite temperature and looked for the transverse momentum distribution and nuclear effect. So they were quite active last year. And a little bit more about the angular distribution of the pseudo-scalar mesons of decay K star and D star mesons produced in pi and proton interaction as a tool for open charm production. And one can see that in such type of reaction, if you have unpolarized cross-sections, then unpolarized cross-sections are not sensitive to the production mechanism. But if you look for azimuthal angle distribution, so this distribution is very sensitive to the production mechanism. So there is some guide for experimental study. And also very interesting work interaction of gamma quant with the laser field. And this is very important. It was very important to take into account nonlinear effect because in the laser field we have impulse. So it's a pulsing field. It's not a continuous field. And if you take into account this, then the effect probability of interaction jumped to several orders of magnitude. And also Parvan and Kaosas continue to study application of Tsalis statistic to reaction with at relativistic energies. And so this is just, at the moment it was just mathematical methods, but now it has already some applications, so one can use this work for analysis. And now come to the new theme that we want to continue this concept which it was before, and maybe it will be more strict that we continue to develop theoretical methods and do some application for experimental works. And of course, with this respect, we should we should always pay attention with the program of our institute and the Schiff Factory, Akulina 2 and other, and also in the world. There's many going on project, and so. And the study of heavy ion collision with high energy, of course, will be related to the NICO project at our institute. And these two directions are very much related because if we don't develop theoretical methods, we would not have, we would have nothing to apply in a few years. So we should have some balance in this sense. So, and this is a proposal of the title of the term, the leaders, and some sub-project. And you see, we have also changed here something. And the staff that we have about 35 senior, leading, and principal researchers. And if you ask me what is this permanent or contract, it's mainly contract staff. So we don't have much permanent position. And about 15 junior researchers and PhD student. This junior researchers means on the level of postdoc. And total cost is about this, and the personal cost about the half of this cost, the annual. And in the nuclear structure, we will continue to study magic number, evolution of magic number as a function of neutron to proton ratio. It's clear, it's very hot subject. And we will continue to develop self-consistent methods to apply to the beta decay, to alpha decay, and to study also not only exotic, but also stable nuclei. And the part of work will be devoted to the physics related to the LE in Romania, so because this is a member country, and they would have soon very nice tool to do experiments. And we would continue and concentrate a lot of efforts to study heavy nuclei and super heavy nuclei, and to look for alpha decay of still unknown nuclei, and perhaps beta decay, and the way how we can produce it. It's always requested subject. And because many isotopes can be produced not only in fusion reaction, but also in multi-nucleon transfer reactions. And so new isotopes of heavy and super heavy nuclei must be studied, and it's planned in, I think member of PAC committee has some such type of program. And also we want to increase disparity between number of neutron, disparity between number of neutron and proton in radioactive nuclei leads to enhancement of clustering phenomena in nuclear structure. And this we want to continue to study and to see how this nuclei will be bound or unbound, will be this as a resonance state or not. And this is related not only for lighter nuclei, but also for middle mass nuclei. And there is also a plan to develop a full quantum model for halon nuclei breakup and to investigate how this Coulomb breakup of proton halo on white nuclei could be taken into account in reactions, because at the moment the only phenomenological study is available. And on the subject of quantum few body systems, there is a lot of interesting things for ultra-cold three-atom systems, and particularly how the Efimov and pre-Efimov situation is going on. And this is a very quite new thing that we want to establish in the interplay between atomic and nuclear physics, and want to study ionization, excitation of atom and nuclear in strong laser field by applying also Faddeev reduction and also nuclear masses, because if you look for any experiments, we deal with not only with ions, but mainly with the atoms. And so we want to study these effects more. And with the study of a nuclear-nucleus collision and relativistic energies, we would like to see, of course, a lot of calculation have to be done for NICO project, because these our obligation to do this for experimental program of our institute. And this is already mentioned, but in other manner, that this is for the ELI project, but this is laser pulses will be studied, and interaction of laser pulses not with the nuclei. Before it was only just nuclear subject, but here is a atomic and field theory subject. And it's planned to explore a three nucleon system with the relativistic extension of beta sulfate Fadeev formalism. This partly, this work has been done, but not completely, and it needs to be completed in next 5 years. And thank you, that's all.
Thank you. Questions? Christian?
I have two specific questions on the calculations you have done. You presented the barium isotopes, and you are arguing that there is clustering in this kind of isotopes. Can you be more specific? What kind of clusters are you talking about?
This is a clusterization. So this transition we explained if we assume that an alpha particle appears on the surface. And this is this vibration, cluster vibration on the surface. This I mean. The alpha particle, beryllium, then carbon, and so on. But so this is
carbon.
This
planet,
is this is just appearing of cluster on the surface. But this assumption seems to be it works. So.
And my second question is on the fusion at very low energies. Mm-hmm. When you argue that the transfer are playing a very strong role, already established by Zagrebaev 15 years ago. But the arguments might be different. He was talking about Q value effects, and you are talking about deformations. Can you tell us?
Pay attention. This is perhaps you mentioned the work with some weakly bound nucleus, like helium 6 or so, but we did not calculate such things.
No, he made also calculation with the same kind of systems with calcium, zirconium, and so on.
With the transfer reactions, it's known also experimentally that in one reactions this effect play a role, and another nothing. And in our case, there is an explanation that if there is transfer, neutron transfer, and this after transfer, the projectile-like and target-like nucleus change the deformation, then there is effect. And if the nuclei don't change much deformation, or even they could be more spherical, then no effect. And this is just along the experiment.
Yeah, it's completely different, I would say.
Yeah.
Thank you. I have a few questions. Mm-hmm. One is related to one of the modern, very modern topic and very fashionable topic, ab initio calculation in essentially nuclear structure. So do you participate to this world effort to develop different techniques for the ab initio calculations?
No, such type of work, I mean, ab initio calculation is not presented in our lab, but some people collaborate with people outside. So it could come. But at the moment, we don't have manpower to do this. And let me say, it's I would not compete already with these people. Who is? And also, if you ask me about some very huge calculation, like relativistic mean field and so on, we have such type program, but we have a nice collaboration with the people who is much involved in such calculations. So I think we don't need to have everything in one lab.
It's definitely true, yeah, of course. Then in many approaches and many techniques which you are using for light nuclei, for example, or clusters, in the coupling to the continuum seems to be an important part. So in some of these calculations that you have the coupling to the continuum in several techniques which you are using, it was not simply mentioned clearly in the talk.
Yes, we have it, and people worked in this field, of course. And it's not only direct inclusion of this continuous states. We can take some box and look for many, many levels, and this is one way. And one can always look for what we know from the theory of open quantum systems. This is another mathematical tool, and one can also apply this in future. So this is two different ways, actually. And both are presented in the lab.
A short question, or maybe more on technical side. Two questions, in fact. One related to, do you have the access, and are you using the supercomputers for some calculations, and how it's done technically, and if you are using?
Actually, for few things only we need such type of very powerful computers. Only for few things, and at the moment we use our collaborations with people outside. It could be China, Korea, Europe, and so. And so this is one way. And as far as I know, very soon we would have also supercomputer. Something like supercomputer here. So I think this problem will be solved, at least for some years.
You didn't elaborate much on the collaborations which you have outside of Dubna.
Okay.
So you didn't say anything, and I couldn't find anything in the documents. So what's the situation? You collaborate with many countries.
But I think we submitted this. We collaborate, of course, with many countries, and this is particular European countries. There is some list of collaborations. It's very long. And we have a nice collaboration with China, with Japan, with South Korea. I mean, if you look for east part of the world, and this collaboration partly supported even some grants which outside. It's not only our budget, but also comes some additional money for this collaboration. And
but this is based on the personal contacts and all between different groups, or you have also some agreements with different labs, centers, ECT Star or whatever, in US as well. On
mainly, of course, it's based on the personal contacts of people. But among what you mean, the agreement, what we have agreement with China, with the Institute of Theoretical Physics, and we have our joint workshop, which I use every year. And it's quite successful, I would say. And even the person, Professor Ma, which comes last two workshops to Dubna, he got academician this year. so this is mainly quite important people comes to Dubna. And we have also collaboration agreement with South Korea, and there is also a joint workshop between our lab, our institute, and institute in South Korea and Japan. But this is not only our nuclear theory thing, but also particle physics people participated in this collaboration. So if you, and of course with Germany, we have many kind of collaboration, and with France, it's supported not only between Dubna and INP23, but also we have some joint grants and so. And with ECT STAR, there is some agreement, but it's just at the beginning. We want to continue. I mean, from my side, actually.
Thank you.
Because the workshop are there very nice.
Thank you very much. I don't. Okay, please. Yes.
Okay. Obviously, wide program, very outstanding results. You mentioned in this presentation, but also in the report, that the group has is authors of two patents, and you didn't mention anything about these patents in this the patents, some patents. Project that have been...
Project?
Yeah, no, patents is different. It means that you have deposited the project.
Patent. Okay.
Yeah. So, you didn't mention... So, I wonder if you can tell if these are an example, international, national patents, or... if there is any plan to put this project into practice to prove the concept.
Okay, as far as I know, one patent is devoted to some methods of calculations, and this is just for few body physics, and this is Professor Belyaev. This one. Yeah, maybe Alexander will answer. Because I cannot read everything.
It is related to near threshold resonances in nuclear systems. To use these resonances to make effusion of nuclear systems in molecules. This is the basic idea of the project, of the patent of Belyaev and Mikhail Miller. So it is related to use specific conditions of nuclear subsystem of molecule to perform a fusion of nuclear constituents. Yes,
this patent.
Okay, of course, there are some real applications mentioned in this patent, but at the moment I'm not ready to talk about this. I should necessarily recollect the descriptions of the patent.
So, if people do this, then I think they hope to apply somehow these things. But this is international patent. It needs a lot of time, and these two patent people got few years. It's not old, so. I think it's too early to say if it's it was worth to do this or not. So it's one should wait.
Thank you very much. So now we have a coffee break, and please be back at 5 sharp.